This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Janet. Last name is Smeltzer, Smeltzer. Date of birth is 4/1/1945. Date of evaluation is HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of insomnia and to assess efficacy of current medication, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old female who was admitted here on 6/26/2022. Upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital. I think she was admitted on 6/28/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. Patient's chart indicates history of fracture of T11 to T12 vertebra, type 2 diabetes, atrial fibrillation, spondylosis, hypothyroidism, hypertensive chronic kidney disease, ASHD, GERD, difficulty walking, presence of left artificial hip joint, and presence of coronary angioplasty implant with graft. Period patient was pleasant during my evaluation. She stated that she is here for physical therapy and hopes to go home soon. Period patient acknowledged that she has been taking Ambien for approximately 4 years. She reports trouble falling and staying asleep and reports that without Ambien, she's up all night. Period reports that current dose has worked well for her. Period denies any adverse effects and denies a need to discontinue or change the dose. Period, she denies any major stressors, but reports that her husband passed away 4 years ago of COPD and claims that he was sick for 3-4 years before he passed away. Patient reports that she comes from a large family and has 10 brothers and sisters. Patient has 5 children. She reports that she used to do housekeeping work in a hotel and a school in the past. Period, she talked about doing water aerobics and used to enjoy gardening but has not been able to do so lately. She denied any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, loneliness. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, denies any prior psychiatric treatments. Next paragraph, review of system general, non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol, substance abuse treatment denied, prior to psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph under history, next paragraph under social history, next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, recreator, form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph. under history and habits, under medical history, see history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see record for details, family history, no family history record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR reviewed, Zolpidem, 10 milligram HS, next prayer, blood pressure 126 over 57, pulse 58, respiration 18, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, pleasant motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood euthymic, affect broad, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact, for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fair, fundamental knowledge, fair judgment and insight, good, sleep, long standing history of sleep disturbance, appetite, fair, assessment. Primary insomnia 51.01, plans continue Ambien as prescribed, patient reports no patient reports unable to sleep without Ambien and denies the need to make any changes in current dose of Ambien or discontinue Ambien. Here she understands risks and benefits of long-term use of Ambien. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Period, encourage patient to practice sleep hygiene, relaxation exercises. Period, will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of Ambien or hypnotics. Risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.